Okay, you're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we're talking here this morning with Mari and Paul from Power Up Communities in reference to organizing and getting the house more efficient heat-wise. And we left at the break with Paul telling us he basically had a bill of $14,000 with a 25% discount, 3.5% financing, and he's saving $2,000 a year. So within 5 years, you're good to go, and you have a much more comfortable daily existence.
Yeah, you know, the thing that was really nice about the process is that after the contractor did the assessment, they gave me an itemized proposal, essentially. And I could, you know, with Mari's consultation, I could pick the items that I wanted to do. There were a couple of things that I said, the payback is too long. It showed me the cost, the savings, and the payback. And there was one thing, it was pipe wrap in the basement, and I said, a few hundred dollars, I can do that myself.
Okay.
I should have had them do it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do such a good job. But I felt, well, that I didn't need to do. But there are other things that had a much shorter payback. I said, it's clear I need to do that. So it makes the decision-making easy. And I felt like I was in control. It wasn't like an all-or-nothing thing.
Right, okay. And I'm going to shift this to Mari. How the 3.5% financing, which is very significant for people.
It's fixed, yeah.
It's fixed, but qualification-wise, I mean, some people, you know, could be a little stretched, yet they would benefit from a program like this.
Exactly. Ultimately, as an organization and with a bunch of other nonprofits on Long Island and with contractor support, we lobbied for the financing. Like, we wanted this because we knew the average Long Islander, no matter how much we can get in discounts and rebates, should not be shelling out a couple thousand dollars for work that they need. So the whole idea behind the financing is pay with what you save. You don't have to have great credit to qualify for it. You know, what they look at is, have you been on time with your utility bills? The whole idea is, if you've been overpaying for electric and fuel and you've been on time with those bills, then you're going to keep being able to pay that amount when you're doing pay with what you save. Because now, okay, instead of wasting it on oil and gas and electric, you're putting a fraction of it towards an efficient home. I mean, people end up pocketing money they didn't have last year. We want these paybacks to kind of be smaller so that you're still paying with what you save, but that you're not necessarily paying all of what you're saving. And that way you can kind of see,
right,
you know, and then when they pay out for themselves, you just pocket all of it.
Okay. Now it's winter, obviously.
Yeah, it's cold.
Can this be done all year round, or it has to be cold for them to do this study?
All year round.
Okay.
And, it's actually a great question, because we have a lot of people who say, oh, it's cold out now, I want to start. It is a process. You know, if we're utilizing grants, discounts, and rebates, it's still from the state. You know, getting pre-approvals, getting that money through, getting your assessment scheduled. The process takes a couple months, like,
okay,
you know, two and a half. So starting now, you're going to ensure that you're saving money on central air this summer, say, or air conditioning, and that next fall you're efficient and ready to rock. I mean, everyone calls us in the fall when it starts to get cold. And it, you know, it stinks having to tell them, I'm sorry, you're not.
You'll be ready in March.
You'll be ready in January.
Okay,
it's going to be great.
Okay.
So you're also dealing with making air conditioning, summer air conditioning, more efficient, not just winterizing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, the majority of our savings are in the winter, because that's when people get the most fuel.
Sure.
But there's so much electric costs in the,
yes,
summer with central,
oh,
air,
yes,
and with in-the-window air conditionings, especially with seniors who have, we've gone to houses where they have ACs in the window from like 1972, and they're wondering why their electric bills are like $2,000 in the summer. You know, we can help you, A, figure out what's a more efficient air conditioning unit, but B, let's insulate the house. So instead of you running 6-8 air conditioners in the window, you're running one for half the time. Mm. It stays cooler longer. It's better for your allergies. You know, it's just it's a better use of power, and we take weight off of the grid, so we're not having brownouts, blackouts,
right,
issues like that.
Is that part of the program? Like, if air conditioning for people?
If you have central air, we will help make that more energy efficient.
Okay.
And if you need a new one, we can assist. If you just have in-the-window units, we focus more so on just educating you as to how to use them better, making sure that you're insulating the house. And then if you do have, like, a really old one, you know, we can direct you towards where there's rebates currently to get a new one that's more efficient.
Right, okay.
But central air homeowners, if you have central air, on the day of your free home energy assessment, PSE&G currently has a program where you also receive free energy efficient light bulbs and a significant amount of work to your ducts to seal in between where they meet. so that as that cold air is rushing to the room, mm-hmm. you're not losing it in like the attic in the basement in between the ducts. So Central Air homeowners have no reason not to sign up because you actually get like $500-$700 worth of free work the day of. And if you move forward with any additional work, PSC&G will give you a kickback towards that too because they want you to insulate your house so they're not feeling that heavy grid feel in the summertime when everyone has Central Air on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm. So that's another one of our rebates. Some of our rebates have to do with what's going on in your house, like Central Air. Mm-hmm. Some of our rebates have to do with your income. So, you know, if you're an upper income homeowner, you're still going to get a 10% discount from the state. But if you're on a budget or just a middle of the road homeowner, the state will pay for 50% up to $5,000 of it. I mean, they're meant to be high income qualifications. So like, for example, if you're one person in your house by yourself and your income is less than 50 grand a year, the state's going to pay for half of it. These aren't like super low income qualifications.
Right,
they're meant to be the average Long Islander.
And it actually behooves everybody listening to make the call because you don't know where you're going to fall and you don't know the number, the ultimate number that's going to be presented for to make your house more energy efficient.
I mean,
Paul had a great number. I mean, that's a great number. I mean, I'm sure somebody has a $50,000 number if everything was a disaster. You had been doing work in the house, which is good.
I mean, and it's... The reality is, on the first conversation you have with us at PowerUp, we can tell you this is what you're going to qualify for from the state, this is how the program would look for you, and this is what it sounds like we can help you get done. And if you don't want to move forward after that conversation, you know, whatever, you took 5 minutes out of your day. But most people are like, where do I sign up? How do I get the free energy assessment going? And we do all of the heavy lifting for you to make sure that you understand what you need to submit and, you know, where that money's coming from.
Anybody who wants to get involved in this, again, it's called 311. Ask for Power Up Communities at 311, and you'll be directed to, you know, they'll get you in touch with whoever the appropriate person is. Making appointments, would you know if it's weekends and evenings or it's just during the day for people or it's flexible?
It's flexible. During the day is, during the week is obviously you're going to get a little bit sooner of an assessment.
Of course, of course.
They do Saturdays that we can schedule out. And, you know, again, for those Central Air homeowners, it's the average assessment is 2 to 3 hours. It's really, really comprehensive.
Wow.
And then for Central Air homeowners, it's closer to 5 hours because you're also getting a ton of free work the day of. So we make sure that you understand kind of give us your availability based on this time frame, not just don't think it's going to be like a 20-minute one-on-one. It's a real test.
And just going back to Paul, so now you had – they came in. They mm-hmm. did the program.
Right.
And I'm one of those people, I don't know much about this stuff. So now they came back then and sat down with you or they just sent you the form and reviewed it?
No. They sat down with me and I'm kind of – you know, I was fussy about a few things. So
right. That's what you come across. You know what you're doing to a degree.
Well,
so, I don't, you know.
Well, I mean, I wanted to be sure what I was doing, that the house really needed it and that I fully understood it. And the contractor was, you know, very customer-oriented. You know, he was accessible to me on the phone. But I also felt comfortable being able to talk to Mari and her team about it, too, because they're an independent. They have no skin in the game. So, I said, this is what the contractor said. I'm not sure I completely understand it. They were able to reassure me. So I felt very good. And the contractor and his workers, they were very clean, efficient, respectful. I had no problem with them in my house doing the work.
So Mari is involved through the whole thing.
Yeah, I think
technically,
that's
even though you're not doing the work, but at
maybe one day.
Yeah, because the way
I'd love to
I'm
get
sure
more women involved.
Next time you're on the show, like, okay.
I felt like they were my consultant.
Okay, that's what I. That's good.
Exactly
that's
right.
Very.
They're my advocate.
I do think it's an. That's a super important part. We're not just there to get you pre-approvals and make sure you understand the process. We are there every step of the process. If you have an issue with your contractor or a concern, and you tell us, we will work it out with the contractor, and if we can't, we will work it out with the state. Advocate is really the word, homeowner watchdog. We want you to feel like, I hope you have a great experience with your contractor. A lot of people call us once or twice after we get them the assessment. But other people, a lot of our seniors, families that are a little worried about, am I doing the right thing? Am I investing properly? To have the additional support of people who know what they're talking about, that have no commission in this, no affiliation with the contractor other than needing them to help our homeowners, is a huge difference. We're there from beginning to when you actually get the retrofit and the work done to make sure that throughout it you feel supported.
Okay.
You know, and I think it's important too that the assessment they do at the first time, when you get agreed to that contract, they do the same assessment when they finish the job to prove to the state, I told you I'd get you here and now I got you here.
Terrific.
Yeah.
After the assessment's done, and just say you're somebody who has a contractor in the family or a friend, is that accepted? You know, like, I'm going to get the proposal, and they're going to say, insulate this and wrap the pipes, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to let them do it, Paul, okay? Can I bring in somebody else, or that defeats the whole thing if you're getting the financing?
You
understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. You can't utilize a contractor that's not a state-approved contractor.
Fine.
To use the rebates. And another thing is, the whole point of this program is that there's QA, like quality assurance aspects of it. We want to make sure that the contractor that does the assessment does the work, because that's the contractor that is held accountable by the state.
Now, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I'm questioning, because somebody will say, oh, I have somebody, a friend,
exactly.
will do it for you cheaper.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
That's why the rebates are in place, because it is a little bit more expensive to go through a state program because of the administrative burden of it.
Okay.
So the state offers rebates and discounts to help show people, please go the most energy efficient route. Please use a contractor that's held accountable by the state, and we'll help you make sure it's affordable.
So then all these contractors have gone through some course or some vetting of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Huge.
Okay.
And especially, you go through vetting to be a state certified contractor in this program for home performance. You go through additional vetting to be a Power Up Communities preferred contractor. We have a referral program as well, that homeowners that hear about this from their church or their nonprofit, any community group, if they're helping us promote sustainability in their community and you go through that program, you get $200 donated in your name back to that organization.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's meant to be
a great feature.
You know, our contractors pay family supporting wages. We want to make sure that this is a community revitalization program, not just independent service work.
How much of the time and energy of this organization is devoted to sustainable energy?
To this?
To exploring new ways to...
Yeah,
provide,
so that's a good question. The Long Island Progressive Coalition, Power Up, is our main energy efficiency campaign. We work on advocating for the wind development, like mm-hmm. I had talked about, low-income solar opportunities. We work on making sure that cities have support for projects that are going on that might be bad for the environment. We also have education campaigns to make sure that people are getting quality education, and fair election campaigns. So the Long Island Progressive Coalition is kind of a multi-campaign issue, mm-hmm. whereas Power Up is our one-stop shop for mm-hmm. all things energy,
right.
which is fine with me because that's what I like to talk about. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the truth. I mean, it's not just this program. It's the whole premise from which it's coming from.
It's a movement.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movement. Mm-hmm. That's very, thank you. Because, you know, listening to both of you, that's what it is. It's not just fixing up the insulation in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, people do it all the time. This is... You know, pay it forward type of thing.
Exactly.
I fix it, Paul. You know, after what Paul told me, I'm definitely going to wind up calling because
yeah, exactly.
it makes sense. I mean,
why
I have nothing
you
to lose.
Find out?
Right. And if they turn around and say, this is ridiculous, you got to fix this, you know, then you'll make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because I have done some things, but obviously the things I have done weren't the insulation
ones.
Because
you're cold and drafty.
Right, because it's cold and drafty, but the windows look good and they
look
work.
Great.
I can open them up. I want to thank both you guys, Mari and Paul, for coming.
Thank
this
you.
Was really. For it's an education for me, and I think for everybody listening today. If you have any questions at all, please, you dial 311, ask for Power Up Communities, and then from there you'll wind up setting it up an appointment.
Mm-hmm. We'll transfer you straight to us.
Oh, that perfect. And then you'll talk to Mari or somebody on your staff to get the ball rolling. It's a couple of month process. So, you know, doing it now, you'll be ready for the fall, which is perfect.
You'll be ready for the summer.
You'll be ready for the summer, yeah.
Yeah.
So central air conditioning, and even those air conditioners, you said that too. I have one in my bedroom that's got to be 25 years old.
Exactly.
It works. But, right, I
Let's
mean,
keep
at what
the cold
cost?
Air in the house.
At
why
what
heat
cost?
The outside? Exactly.
But terrific. I want to thank you guys very, very much.
So much
and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Thanks.